Day 7. To my knowledge.
Yesterday in one of my classes, I overheard the teacher mumble, "Jody doesn't have the answer to my question." Then, a few seconds later, he says, "She doesn't have the answer to my knowledge." Isn't that weird, Marta?
What's weird about it?
What's weird? The answer to my question? The answer to my knowledge?
And?
Well, for one thing, the two phrases differ by only one word. Question versus knowledge. And yet it seems like there's something going on that's much bigger than that.
Sure. Good intuition, Patrick. But first of all, the question-knowledge contrast isn't the only difference between the two phrases, is it? At least the way you first said them, I mean.
You mean a little less emphasis with "to my knowledge."
Yeah. That'll do for now. But how would you go about discovering what's really going on?
I don't know, Marta.
I think you do. Try taking those contrasting phrases and moving them somewhere, like to the front of the whole sentence.
Okay. Like, to my knowledge, she doesn't have the answer. Sounds fine to me.
And the other?
To my question, she doesn't have the answer. A little odd, huh?
Yeah, but why, Patrick?
Well, I think there's a different kind of connection.
What do you mean?
To my question goes with the answer, but to my knowledge doesn't.
So you mean the answer to my question hangs together, so to speak?
Definitely.
By hanging together, you mean one is a kind of unit and the other isn't?
Right.
But don't we have a new term now for what hangs together as a unit?
Okay, I remember. And that stuff that the teacher said in class, the answer to my question, is a constituent. The answer to my knowledge isn't.
Wonderful! And you reached that conclusion by applying that little test, right?
Right. But what was it?
Oh, come on!
I guess I broke up the phrase by moving part of it to the front, which was okay in one example, but not so much in the other. I mean, it's a bit strange to say, to my question, she doesn't have the answer.
Because?
Because I broke up a constituent.
Yes, and movement of that kind is one of the most common tests for constituency.